So welcome again to another episode of We Are Paysetters. Today I have the honor and privilege of having Leah Howard on as my special guest. Thank you so much, Leah, for being on. So if you could tell the listeners about you, that would be awesome.
Thank you. Okay, thanks for having me, Royce. So my name is Leah. As Royce just said, I am a former student athlete. I played college tennis for 3 years, and I was also the captain of my college tennis team. And so I am currently a counselor and PhD student advocating for mental wellness, specifically for the athlete community. And so any chance I get, I love discussing mental health, current events regarding mental health, and how athletes can better advocate for themselves.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. So tell me a little bit about how you got into this profession. I know being an athlete is one thing in itself. So what about being a counselor and an athlete? How does that pair?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So I played sports for 3 years in college, all 4 years of high school. But the reason it was 3 years in college was because my university decided to end the athletic department my senior year. Okay. For all sports across the board. And so most people didn't attend my university with the hopes to go pro. And so my goal, I loved working with students. I loved motivating people, helping other people. And so my track, I decided to become a school counselor. And so halfway through my graduate program, I was just thinking about the things that I had experienced as a student athlete. And then that quick transition I had to make out of athletics when it was something I had been doing my whole life. And I was like, how can I combine the two? How can I combine the world of athletics and the world of counseling? I wasn't really seeing much information out there. And so I kept doing the research, kept trying to connect with people, ultimately chose that it was best for my career to continue to advance myself and get a PhD in counselor education and get a sports counseling certificate. But it took a journey to try to figure out how to navigate those two worlds, because you don't often see them collide. But that was maybe 5 years ago when I first had the idea. And so within the past year or two, mental health and athletics has just taken off. I mean, I love it, but there's still so much work to be done. So, yeah.
Okay. So, and you mentioned that you're in athletics and you had to transition from being an athlete to a student and a counselor. What were some of the mental barriers that you had in being an athlete, and then having to not necessarily let that go, but to say, okay, I'm putting that on the back seat and I'm putting my profession in the front seat. How did that transition go? And tell us about some of those mental barriers that you had to overcome to get to that point.
Sure. I think, you know, especially as a student athlete, you cannot separate the two identities. They're who you are. And so with that, you know, came us having to travel and be on the road for games. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes professors wouldn't understand that. For them, it was just, you're missing my class, which means you're missing information. You're not concerned about your future, which if you're involved in the world of athletics, we know just how much athletics can shape you as a person with your leadership skills, not only your physical and mental well-being, but it just seemed like professors weren't really understanding that. So then it was almost this power struggle whenever I, you know, had to let a professor know, hey, I'm going to be on the road for a game. Let me know any makeup assignments. It was met with slight negativity just because they didn't come from that world or prioritize that. So then, of course, that affects your game slightly. I tried not to let it too much, but when you're on the court, you're just thinking, okay, what am I missing academically? Or, you know, am I really supposed to be here? Am I prioritizing the right thing? So I think learning how to navigate both of those roles simultaneously, it is a challenge. I mean, student athletes make it seem flawless and easy at times, but it definitely is a challenge. I think another mental barrier I experienced as an athlete was injury recovery. And so I think that was more so when I was in my master's program and working out regularly, and I had had a couple injuries, like a pulled chest muscle and a torn tendon in my ankle. And so the injury recovery process can definitely take a toll on your mental well-being. And especially as you age, it's like the bounce back process is not what it used to be. And so I think that was another mental barrier I had to overcome personally, and in trying to navigate, okay, how can I adjust these workouts to still feel satisfied with myself, but also know my limits and understand my body better.
So, and you mentioned that the professors, they didn't really have any kind of respect, so to speak, for being a student athlete. So they wouldn't give you as much leeway when it comes to assignments and things like that. And then you also talked about, you know, injuries, you know, and how that, you know, could, you know, play a toll on your mental health. And now, are you still an athlete as far as playing tennis and things like that? Or are you just strictly focused on the professional side and being that counselor?
So I will say more of my time is dedicated to counseling and the profession. Mm-hmm. I try to dibble and dabble when I can in athletics and try to, you know, go for walks or like stay mobile. Like today I went swimming. So I try to do things to remain active. But yeah, it with professors or anyone in your support network, they can have a huge impact with also how you see yourself and see the role that athletics plays in your life. And, you know, oftentimes we don't realize how much injuries can play a role in our mental well-being and stressors until it's too late. And so common stories we might hear are players who are interested in going pro, but then an injury sets them back and keeps them from achieving that goal. And then it's when people are like, wow, this really impacted this person's entire future. For me, that wasn't necessarily the case, but it is so, so common. And I remember seeing this documentary, Student Athlete. It maybe was came out 2 years ago, produced by LeBron James on HBO, but they featured one of the student athletes who was hoping to go to the NBA and had a life-changing injury. And then he fell into a depression because his whole life he had been planning and prepping to go pro with no fallback plan. And so if we don't have those coping skills or recognize within ourselves when those mental barriers come up and how to overcome them, it can be very, very debilitating.
And so that leads me to another question. So one of the things, you know, with the whole coronavirus thing that's going on, and now like sports is at a halt.
Yeah.
So what do you tell an athlete who, like you said, like their whole life was centered around being an athlete, and now that's in a sense been taken away from them, you know? So what are some of the mental barriers that they have to overcome, and what are some of the strategies that you try to teach them and overcome this? Because who knows when we're going to be able to get back to a new normal or a normal when it comes to being interactive with sports and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that's such a good and relevant topic because it has impacted athletes everywhere and no one saw this coming. Mm-hmm. And so I think as a counselor or anyone in their support network, you have to meet them where they are. You know, don't try to force your opinions on them. Meet them with empathy. Try to understand their perspective. And I think this is also a great time to talk about some other goals beyond athletics. Not saying that athletics can't continue to be a priority. However, based on the certain circumstances, you know, let's have a conversation about figuring out, well, what's next? And so I think this is, even though it is challenging times, it can be tailored to be an opportune time to really get student athletes to focus on other goals beyond athletics, which, you know, I've seen more and more people interested in the career development side of things or athlete identity. And so I think this is a time when those people can really thrive and do great work with student athletes, but I think we really have to meet them where they are.
Awesome, awesome. And so in talking about that, you know, because you have the student, you have the athlete, but you have also just the individual person. You know, no one person is going to play sports for their entire lives. Our bodies just weren't meant for that. And being an athlete, it's first mental. Mm-hmm. First mental, then it's manifested in the physical. So addressing them as like, okay, understand with the understanding that you're not always going to be an athlete. So how do you help them in finding like their own niche beyond being that athlete and being someone who's a professional, a cook or a DJ or a photographer, you know, just finding those things that are specific to them and that fits their personality, because beyond the sports, they're still an individual person.
Yeah, there are career assessments that they can do. I think you can find them online. There's a personality assessment I like to use a lot. It's called like 16 personality types, and you can get online and then figure out what your strengths are. And so I like to encourage people to figure out who they are as a person and then find a career profession that might fit who they are versus career first and then seeing if it fits you. I think personality plays such a huge role in our enjoyment levels as well of careers that we pick.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, mm-hmm. no doubt. So, and just looking at, you know, where you are now, so what's some of the major things that, as far as mental barriers that you had to overcome, you know, up until this point right now? We all go through setbacks in life. We all go through pitfalls, valleys, rain, whatever you want to call it, challenges, right? So what are some of your biggest challenges that you've had up to this date? Name a couple of those, and then how you overcame those.
I think one challenge that I still deal with today is just as far as professionally, because there are not that many counselors who are in the world of mental health and athletics, it's hard to advocate something where a lot of people don't understand. So sometimes I have to explain exactly what the role of a counselor is, why athletes should get counseling in general. And to even some counselor colleagues, they say, well, why is the athlete population important? And so I'm having to advocate, right. It's a real thing. And I've heard it multiple times.
About doing an individual? Anyway.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I'm like, at the end of the day, athletes are people, but it's for that reason you just stated, like, not for people assuming that athletes don't need a specific line of counseling, that they oftentimes get ignored. Those signs, they tailor to the physical injuries, but not necessarily mental injuries. And so oftentimes that population gets completely ignored by the mental health side. So I often find I have to advocate to both counseling professionals, non-counseling professionals, athletes. So it's a lot of work that is done on my end as a professional.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I'm just thinking about that because you know, you have the coaches, mm-hmm. you have the yep. faculty and staff, and then you have the individual person, the athlete, and it's more geared towards performance. And it's almost like, I don't want to say property, but like that's more like, you know, if their performance isn't there, then okay, what do we do? And exactly. They forget that these young men and women have a personality, they have a past. They have certain things that have happened to them that they may not have even dealt with. And so you bring in that into being a student athlete, you know, and they still have challenges. So what are some of the common things that you run into when you're counseling these athletes?
So a lot of times athletes do not have much experience having a counselor or therapist. So it can oftentimes be the first time. And so that's interesting, only because, their willingness to be, it's almost like, what is the reason they're here? Did they decide? Did someone else?
You are listening to part one of episode 3 with Leah Howard. Please stay tuned for part 2 of episode 3 with Dr. Leah Howard. Thank you for listening.